Simon & Schuster Audio presents The King's Curse by Philippa Gregory. Read by Bianca Amato. Westminster Palace, London, 29th November, 1499. In the moment of waking, I am innocent, my conscience clear of any wrongdoing. In that first dazed moment, as my eyes open, I have no thoughts. I am only a smooth-skinned, tightly muscled young body, a woman of 26, slowly waking with joy to life. I have no sense of my immortal soul. I have no sense of sin or guilt. I am so deliciously, lazily sleepy, I hardly know who I am. Slowly I open my eyes and realize that the light coming through the shutters means that it's late in the morning. As I stretch out luxuriously like a waking cat, I remember that I was exhausted when I fell asleep, and now I feel rested and well. And then, all in a moment, as if reality had suddenly tumbled down on me, like a shelf piled high with glossy sealed announcements, I remember that I am not well, that nothing is well, that this is the morning I hoped would never come. For this morning, I cannot deny my deadly name. I am the heir of royal blood, and my brother, guilty as I am guilty.